Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks so much for taking part of your day to hang out with us. On the previous podcast, I talked about this idea of learning to love other people well, that it's something that God wants us to do. And there's something powerful when we begin to say, God, I want to love other people like you love them. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about one of the challenges that we face oftentimes when it comes to relationships. It's not that we don't love people or that we don't like them. Honestly, sometimes our emotional tank is simply empty. In fact, not long ago, I was talking to one of my friends at the church about this idea of different gauges in our life. In other words, when you're in your car and you look at the dashboard, there's often gauges there. There's a gauge that tells you the temperature, the engine temperature. Is it overheating or is it not? There's the gauge that tells you miles per hour. How fast are you traveling? But one of the gauges that hopefully we all pay attention to is the fuel gauge. Do I have enough fuel to get me where I'm going? Well, that's one of the challenges when it comes to loving other people well, is that we have unlimited potential, but we have limited energy. We have limited emotional bandwidth in our life. And so there are times that we need to fill that tank. There are times that we need to be physically recharged. See, when you're tired, there's a couple of things that you can look for. When you're tired, your stomach growls. You know it's time to eat. When you're tired, your eyelids get heavy. It's time for sleep. There are signs, there are symptoms we need to look for that say, hey, you need to be recharged when it comes to food, or you need to be recharged when it comes to sleep. But there's also signs that we need to be recharged emotionally. Those are the seasons where you feel overwhelmed. The seasons where you feel like you've got this short fuse, the season where you've got this impatient outburst, or you're just avoiding people. These are signs, these are gauges that we need to be filled up. Another one is that when you have no desire to love the people around you, this could be a symptom that your emotional tank is running on empty. Well, one of the things around here that we know is that God's called us to love people well, and he's going to help us to do those things. So here's the question today. What do you do when you feel like you're running on empty? What do you do when you feel like you need to fill that emotional tank so that you can be healthy? Well, one great tip is to find some time alone. Carve out some time where you can be by yourself. Jesus did this. Jesus withdrew from the crowds when he needed to recharge himself emotionally. Mark 6:31 says, then Jesus suggested, let's get away from the crowds for a while and rest. For so many people were coming and they were going that they scarcely had time to eat. See, people who are available all the time aren't really fully available unless they set aside time to rest. A second thing that helps fill the tank is to find out what are the activities that recharge you. What are the activities that give you life? I think every person has something different that recharges them because we're all made differently. Some people have great hobbies. Some people love sports. Some people have a craft, or some people like to play games. Find out what is that thing that recharges you emotionally and then carve out time for it. In fact, I would encourage you to put it on your calendar, to block it out. Jesus was in the most intensive ministry that was focused on other people, and yet the Bible says the Son of Man came enjoying life in Matthew 11:19. So you weren't made to be exhausted all the time. You were made to be more like Jesus. A third habit is to develop the habit of laughter. I love how Proverbs says it in chapter 17, verse 22. It says, being cheerful keeps you healthy. Isn't that practical? Laughter increases all the good stuff in our body, and it raises our immunity. It releases endorphins into our brain. It really is good for our health. It's one of the gifts that God gives us that doesn't just make us enjoy life more. It helps us to love other people well. And so today, take stock. Take a look at the dashboard of your life. Look at the gauges and ask this question. How are you doing emotionally? Are you short with other people today? Are you impatient with the things around you? Are you avoiding people around you? These may be signs that your emotional tank is running on empty. What do you do? Find some time alone ASAP. Find out what activities recharge you and develop the habit of laughter today. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.